الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن نبينا وحبيبنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن عظم الجزاء مع عظم البلاء وإن الله إذا أحب قوما ابتلاهم فمن رضي فله الرضا ومن سخط فله السخط صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected brothers, elders and friends, as humans, as mortals, naturally at times we become emotionally overwhelmed, our hearts become shattered with severe, intense, overpowering grief and sorrow, to the extent that some even become a victim of anxiety or depression. But what we need to remember is this, that all these conditions, this is nothing but the circle of life, the system of this world, through which Allah Rabbul Izzah checks the level of our iman. Allah examines the sincerity of our faith in Him, that will we remain steadfast or not? Or will we instead lose courage and hope? The opening verse I've recited before you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very clearly and boldly addresses mankind in this verse saying, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. O man, do you think it is sufficient to proclaim your iman, announce your faith to the world, yet you have not been tried and tested by your Creator subhanahu wa ta'ala? وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ. Most certainly, we will definitely test you in this world, whether it's through loss of wealth or loss of lives, whether it's through fear or hunger and starvation. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Allah then commands us, give glad tidings to those who exercise patience, those who remain very steadfast, those who endure all the difficulties with tolerance. Who are these? Allah then further elaborates. الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةً. Whenever they are afflicted by any calamity, any disaster, any type of difficulty or hardship, what is the immediate reaction? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We belong entirely to Allah, and we shall return to Allah alone. Allah then states in the next verse, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ. Such men have indeed earned the special mercy of the Creator. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. And these are the men of guidance and righteousness in this world. Khabbab bin Arat radiallahu an, a very great, eminent, illustrious sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam states, and the hadith appears in Sahih al-Bukhari, we the weak, the feeble, downtrodden, poor muhajirin of Makkah Mukarrama, we would be brutally tortured and persecuted on the hands of the mushrikeen, to such an extent that a time had come in Makkah Mukarrama, we could not bear the suffering any longer. We could not bear the persecution, the torment and the punishment on the hands of these mushrikeen. We then looked for an opportunity to present our condition and put forward our complaint to the paragon of Allah's creation. We come to the Holy Kaaba. The Nabi of Allah taking rest in the shade of the Holy Kaaba, having his head placed on a pillow. We come and we sit around him. Ya Rasulullah, you are well aware of our condition. You are well aware of our persecution. Far too long we are suffering on the hands of these evil enemies of Islam. أَلَا تَدْعُوا لَنَا أَلَا تَسْتَمْصِرُوا لَنَا. With a cry in their heart, they all put forward this condition. O Nabi of Allah, if you have to raise your hands now, guaranteed your dua is accepted in the court of Allah. Has the time not come for you to raise your hands and draw the mercy of Allah? Has the time not come for you to raise your hands and draw the divine, unseen help of Allah? Khabbab bin Arat radiallahu anhu then states, no sooner we saw the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam change color. He was very disturbed hearing this complaint of ours. He immediately woke up from his position and he started to narrate to us incidents of the past, whereby he tried to pacify and console us. And he said to me, he said to his Sahaba radiallahu anhum, O my Sahaba, have patience, remain steadfast. The people of the past had to also endure these difficulties. At times a man would be taken, a pit would be dug in the ground, he would then be thrown therein, and then he would be sawed into half, causing his body to split into two parts. But that did not shake them from their iman and their faith. O my Sahaba, you're being a bit too hasty. Surely the help of Allah will descend. What does Allah say? وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. Seek the help of Allah through patience and salah. This is the formula given to us in the Quran. That how do you earn the divine, the supreme mercy of Allah? And that is to engage in salah and exercise patience. The hadith I've recited before you that appears in Sunan At-Tirmidhi. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states, إِنَّ عِظَمَ الْجَزَى مَعَ عِظَمِ الْبَلَىٰ. The greater your test in this world, the greater your reward in the year after. And then the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explicitly, unequivocally explains to us the divine system that Allah has put in place. And that is, وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ إِذَا أَحَبَّ قَوْمًا ابْتَلَاهُمْ. When Allah loves a certain person in this world, Allah will put him through some difficulty and hardship. Allah will put him through some test and trial. Why is this so? In another hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions, when Allah has destined for you a very lofty, high position in Jannah, but you are unable to reach that lofty position, that high status and rank that Allah wants you to reach in Jannah, your actions are not complete, your actions are deficient, your actions are not righteous. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then puts you through some hardship in this world. And then He gives you the ability to exercise patience. And through your patience you rise and you ascend, until you reach that high, lofty position Allah has destined for you in Jannah. That person who's going through a difficult phase in life, who cannot sleep at night, who cannot have or enjoy one meal with his family with ease and peace of mind, who has something bothering him all the time, that person who cannot stop his eyes from flowing with tears, his heart has become void and empty. Like Allah describes the condition of the mother of Musa alayhi salam, when her little baby was put in the hand of the oppressive tyrant, the Pharaoh of Egypt. وَأَصْبَحَ فُؤَادُ أُمِّ مُوسَى فَارِغًا. Allah says there was no thought in her mind at that time other than the thought of her beloved child. That person who feels the entire earth has become very constrained upon him, there is no future for him, let him know he is not despised or abhorred by his creator subhanahu wa ta'ala. Instead, is the opposite. Allah has love for you. You enjoy a very high position in the eyes of Allah. You have a very special maqam in the eyes of Allah. Therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam explicitly says, وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ إِذَا حَبَّ قَوْمًا ابْتَلَاهُمْ. Allah's system is such, if He has love for you, He will put you through some test in this world. Look at the paragon of Allah's creation. Look at Sayyidul Mursaleen, Imam al-Muttaqeen, leader of humanity, master of all the prophets. What did he not go through in this world? أُذِيتُ فِي اللَّهِ مَا لَمْ يُؤْذَ أَحَدٍ أُخِفْتُ فِي اللَّهِ مَا لَمْ يُخَفْ أَحَدٍ. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addresses his entire ummah saying, O my ummah, listen very carefully. I had to suffer the most in this world. I had to endure the most amount of difficulties in this world. To such an extent, ulama have mentioned, any person who goes through some difficulty or hardship in life, surely there's an example for him, either in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam or his illustrious companions radiallahu anhum. That person who's very in distress, in discomfort, perhaps he cannot provide a decent meal for his family. He's struggling the entire day just to provide some food for his family. He's suffering with severe or very intense level of poverty and want and need. He should console himself. He should comfort himself by studying the noble seerat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What does our mother Aisha radiallahu anha say? At times he would sight the first moon, then the second, then the third. Months consecutively would pass by. By Allah, مَا أُوْقِدَ فِي أَبْيَاتِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ نَارِ. There was not even a single pot of food cooked in the home of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. That person who is in caught in grief, in sorrow, in sadness, in depression, to see someone very close and dear to him leave this world. Every now and again, that person's picture crosses his mind, and he starts to think of that person, and he has this burning and deep desire just to have one glance of him, perhaps in a dream, not even in real life. And he waits for that moment to fall off to sleep, and perhaps he will have one dream of that beloved dear one to him. Let him know, Muhammad bin Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, born in this world without a father, at the age of 6, lost his mother. Sahaba radiallahu anhum report, once we were traveling with the paragon of Allah's creation, and we passed by the grave of his mother, he excused himself. Oh my Sahaba, give me a few minutes for myself. He then moved away, he went to the qabr of his mother. فَبَكَى وَأَبْكَى مَنْ حَوْلَى. And he began to sob and cry like a little child, remembering those good days where he was in the care of his beloved mother Amina. Look at the difficulties put upon Sayyidul Mursaleen, the leader of humanity. Thereafter, at the age of 8, this young innocent child loses his grandfather. After being blessed with Nubuwat, he then loses his beloved wife Khadija, his beloved uncle Abu Talib, and he had seen 6 of his children leave this world. Look at the difficulties put upon the master of humanity, our illustrious Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is because, وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ إِذَا حَبَّ قَوْمًا ابْتَلَاهُمْ. When Allah loves you, Allah will put you through some test and trial in this world. To the extent that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in one narration, مَا يُصِيبُ الْمُسْلِمَ مِن نَصَبٍ وَلَا وَصَبٍ. That no difficulty, no hardship comes upon a believer in this world. To the extent that even if he's pricked by a thorn, even if he's pricked by a thorn, that slight pain that is caused to him, that too is considered as a musibat upon a believer in this world, through which Allah expiates his sins, raises his ranks, increases his rewards. It's a means of him gaining closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi alayhi salam visits a Bedouin who was very ill at that time. And then he comes and he pacifies and consoles him. La ba'sa la ba'sa tahurun insha'Allah. Nothing for you to panic about. Surely the sickness is a means of you becoming cleansed from your sins. This is a means of us getting purified from our wrongs. To such an extent, in one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam states that even that few seconds of panic, excitement, where a person loses one of his belongings, and perhaps he puts his one hand in this pocket and he cannot find it, and he goes into an excitement and he's overcome by panic and stress and worry, and then he puts his hand into the next pocket and he finds it, that too is considered as a musibat upon a believer. Look at the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the message for all of us, especially those who are going through a difficult patch in life, those who are going through some difficulty and hardship, those who cannot stop their eyes from flowing with tears, those whose hearts have become broken and shattered into pieces, as if the entire earth has become narrowed upon them, the first message, never lose hope in the mercy of Allah. A repeated message of the Qur'an, an emphasized command of the Qur'an, لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِن رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ لَا تَيَسُوا مِن رَوْحِ اللَّهِ. O believers, never become despondent. وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. Allah says, my mercy encompasses everything. My mercy encompasses everything. You and I cannot even fathom the vastness of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi alayhi salam, once sitting in the masjid, a Bedouin walks in. Allahumma arhamni wa Muhammada. O Allah, shower your mercy on me and Muhammad alone. Keep your mercy restricted for us too. Let no one else of your makhluq enjoy or have any share in your mercy. Nabi alayhi salam was very disturbed hearing this dua. He turns around. لَقَدْ تَحَجَّرْتَ وَاسِعًا. Do you know what did you say? You are trying to restrict something that is so vast. The mercy of Allah has no bounds, no limits. Once in the time of Nabi Musa alayhi salam, Kalimullah, there was a woman who was barren, unable to conceive, and she had this deep desire that she must be blessed with a child in this world. Often she would look at the woman around her, carrying the little children in the arms, which would bring tears to her eyes. She then found an opportunity to come to Nabi Musa alayhi salam, O Musa, O Kalimullah, Allah has honored you by directly talking to you, communicating with you. O Musa, if you raise your hands before Allah and you request Allah to bless me with a child, surely Allah will accept your dua. Allah will never reject your supplication. Musa alayhi salam, hearing this, and he takes pity for her, immediately he raises his hands. Allahumma arzuqha waladan saliha. Oh Allah, bless this woman with a righteous child. The reply comes from the top. O Musa, katabtuha aqeeman. I've already destined this woman will remain barren. She will not be fertile, thus unable to conceive. This woman hears this reply with tears in her eyes. Her heart is full of grief and sorrow. And then she returns to her home in this condition. But she does not give up. She does not lose hope in the mercy of Allah. 1 year passes by. She then returns to Nabi Musa alayhi salam with the very same request. O Musa, would you make dua to Allah a second time? Nabi Musa alayhi salam says, yes indeed, I will do this for you. He raises his hands again to Allah. Allahumma arzuqha waladan salihan muti'a. Oh Allah, bless her with a pious, obedient, righteous child. Oh Allah, this woman has this desire and request. Oh Allah, fulfill her request. The same reply comes from the top. Oh Musa, katabtuha aqeeman. I've already written in her taqdeer, in her fate, that she will not be having any children in this world. This woman hears this reply a second time, but she never loses hope. With tears in her eyes, with full of grief and sorrow, she then returns home in this pitiable condition. But she continues to beg and beseech Allah to bless her with His supreme and divine mercy. A third time comes, she returns to Nabi Musa alayhi salam. Oh Musa, if you try one more time for me, you won't lose anything. One more chance, give it. Try one more time for me. Again Nabi Musa alayhi salam raises his hands. Allahumma zuqha waladan saliha. Oh Allah, grant this woman a pious child. The same reply comes from the top. O Musa, katabtuha aqeeman. I have written and I have already decided she will remain her entire life barren. She will not ever be able to conceive. This woman hears the reply the third time, but never loses hope. She's hearing the reply from the Nabi of Allah, coming directly from Allah. But she has conviction. She has certitude and yaqeen in the words of Allah. And she continues, she persists begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A few years pass by. Nabi Musa alayhi salam once was traveling. Once was passing by and she sees this woman carrying a little baby in her hand. He immediately approached this woman. Min ayna laki hadha al-walad? Tell me, whose child is this? Is this your child? She replies in the affirmative, yes, O Musa. And then Musa alayhi salam is astonished. He's taken aback. He's amazed. Ya Allah, you have said to me every time I called unto you. Katabtuha aqeeman. Katabtuha aqeeman. Katabtuha aqeeman. That you have written she will remain aqeem and barren. How did she then able to give birth to this child? Allah then replies to Nabi Musa alayhi salam. Oh Musa, every time I said to you, katabtuha aqeeman, this woman raised hands before me and said to me, ya Rabbi, katabtani aqeeman, wama zilta rahima. Oh Allah, you have written I will remain barren, but you have also written that you will remain rahim. Your mercy encompasses everything. Allah tells Musa, طَخَتْ رَحْمَتِي قُدْرَتِي وَفِي رِوَايَ سَبَقَتْ رَحْمَتِي قُدْرَتِي. My mercy overseeds. My mercy overpowers everything. Nothing can overpower my mercy, O Musa. Look at the level of hope that they had in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first message for anyone who's going through some difficulty or hardship, then never lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second message, and that is ihtisab al-ajr. Anticipate the reward of your difficulty. Ask Allah Rabbul Izzah to convert that difficulty into mercy and to bless you and to reward you for that hardship that you're enduring in this world. Wallahi, when you go in the year after, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, on the day of judgment, those people who went through some difficulty and hardship in this world, when those who enjoyed a very luxurious, comfortable life, when they will see the rewards given to those who went through some test and trial, they will even aspire and wish and desire. And they will express the desire of theirs on that day of judgment. لَوْ أَنَّ جُلُودَنَا قُرِضَتْ بِالْمَقَارِيدِ. How we wish if someone could have stabbed us in this world. How we wish if our skins could be pierced open and split open. Looking at the rewards given to those who exercise patience in this world. Nabi alayhi salam says, that person who had to endure the most amount of difficulties, who had to encounter the most difficult of challenges, Allah will just dip him in Jannah once. He will just enter paradise. Then the question will be put before him, هَلْ مَرَّ بِكَ بُؤْسٌ قَتُّ هَلْ مَرَّ بِكَ. Did you ever experience any type of difficulty? He will say, لَا وَاللَّهِ يَا رَبْ. By Allah, I have never experienced any difficulty. He will forget all the hardships he had to endure in this world. On the contrary, Allah protect us all. That person who has a very luxurious, comfortable life, when he is dipped in the blazing hot fire of Jahannam, the same question posed before him, هَلْ مَرَّ بِكَ نَعِيمٌ قَتُّ. Did you ever enjoy? Did you have any experience of any enjoyment in this life? And what will be his response? مَا مَرَّ بِي نَعِيمٌ قَتُّ. Never did I have any comfort, any happiness in this world. Hafidh ibn Hajar rahimahullah, a world-renowned scholar of Islam, was written the most, or one of the most extensive and beneficial commentaries on Sahih al-Bukhari. He was once traveling with a large entourage. Along with him were his disciples, his followers, his students, his servants. And then they passed by a very weak, feeble, downtrodden Christian who was standing at the corner of the road and selling something, struggling the entire day, toiling and laboring just to make ends meet for his family. Ibn Hajar rahimullah, as he passes by, this Christian man waves his hand. He catches the attention of the Imam, immediately advances towards him. And then he asks him, any need? Can I be of any assistance to you? This Christian then says, yes indeed, I have a question to ask you. Ibn Hajar rahimahullah says, yes, by all means go ahead. And this man tells him that your Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has mentioned in one narration of his that this world is your prison and it is my paradise. You're a believer, you're living in prison. I'm a disbeliever, I'm living in paradise. And then he tells him, compare my condition to yours. You are living in the lap of luxury and comfort. Servants at your beck and call. Whatever you desire, it's there for you. Look at my pitiable condition. The entire day goes by struggling just to provide a decent meal for my family. How could this ever be my Jannah, my paradise and your prison? Ibn Hajar rahimahullah looks at him and tells him, oh man, perhaps you have misunderstood the narration of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What is the meaning of the narration then? My Nabi meant, when that believer who lived in luxury and comfort in this world, when he will enter paradise in the Akhirah, and then he will realize that this world, together with all its comforts and luxuries, with all the glitter and glamour, with all the good things Allah has placed in this world, in comparison to his abode in Jannah, this world was nothing but like a prison. On the other hand, when that disbeliever will enter his final abode in the blazing hot fire of Jahannam, he will then realize this world, together with all the difficulties and hardships and all the great challenges, this world was as if Jannat for him. This man hears his answer and immediately he says, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. So the message for you and I, that this world is temporary. Every person has to leave this world. No one will go with his grief and sorrow to the hereafter, except if he has disobeyed Allah in this world. And this is the system of this world. Allah rotates the days. Today you win, tomorrow you lose. Today you are humiliated, tomorrow you are honored. وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَابِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. When the battle of Uhud took place, in the third year after Hijrah, and the Sahaba radiallahu anhu met to experience some type of defeat, and 70 of the Sahaba were made shaheed in this great battle of Islam. This was a means of great sorrow and grief for many of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Immediately Allah sends down verses, وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِنُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. Don't forget, this is the system of Allah. And remember the previous battle that took place, the battle of Badr, when you were blessed with victory and the divine help of Allah. And for that, make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the last message, and that is, never speak against the decree and the decision of Allah. Nabi alayhi salam was very clear to us on occasions of difficulty and hardship. His beloved son Ibrahim had left this world. What does he say? إِنَّ الْعَيْنَ تَدْمَعُ وَالْقَلْبَ يَحْزَنُ وَلَا نَقُولُ إِلَّا مَا يُرْضِي رَبَّنَا وَإِنَّا بِفِرَاقِكَ يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ لَمَحْزُونُونَ. That we will certainly shed those tears. Our heart will feel that grief and sorrow. But we will not say anything against the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Repeatedly Allah reminds us in the Quran that you have no say in the decree of Allah. لَا يُسْأَلْ عَمَّا يَفْعَلْ. Allah hates and abhors that person who has the authority, who has the audacity, and takes the courage to question the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you have to analyze the lives of our Salaf rahimahumullah, you will realize that they enjoyed a very high level of what we term as radha bil qada, being happy and content and satisfied with the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the life of Imran bin Hussein radiallahu anhu, a very great, eminent, very powerful, a very great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whoever studies the famous books of ahadith, he will find that this narrator's name comes repeatedly in the books of ahadith, especially in the chapter of salah, salatul marid, the one who is ill and sick. This sahabi radiallahu anhu, ulama have written, 30 years he was bedridden. 30 years he could not come out of his bed. And then they write under it that never even once did he complain about his condition. All of us know the life of Urwa bin Zubair rahimahullah. His leg was amputated, and despite that he makes shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a message for all of us. Whenever you are afflicted by any type of difficulty or hardship, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having hope in His mercy. Never speak against the decision of Allah. Anticipate the reward of your musibah. Nabi alayhi salam teaches us the dua, Allahumma ajurni fi musibati. Oh Allah, reward me for this musibat. Oh Allah, reward me for this difficulty I'm enduring. Wa akhlifni, oh wa akhlifli khayran minha. And replace me and substitute it with something better. We ask Allah Rabbul Izzah to grant us the ability to seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy with hope, having hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, never losing hope and courage, and with a firm iman. May He keep us on iman, make us leave this world with iman, and may He raise us with iman. Wa akhiru da'wan, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.